Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program of the folks who are now really in the Thanksgiving mode, our state's farm and ranch families. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Hey, regardless of the weather, spring becomes a more realistic possibility when we spring our clocks ahead, as we did this past Sunday at midnight. Another sign that winter may be ending is when the local high schools and colleges finish up their basketball season and prepare for tournaments and, of course, the NCAA Big Dance. South Dakota Corn extends a congratulations to the University of South Dakota women and the South Dakota State University men for the respective Summit Conference Championship wins. Something that really stood out at this year's tournament was the number of South Dakota athletes who are now playing at this high level, and we know from the South Dakota Corn Showdown series, these student athletes also go to class and get grades. Good luck in the tournament. We'll be cheering from here. Over my many years, it's always been fun to watch how basketball brings folks together to not only cheer on their local youth, but also the many friendly rivalries between the schools makes the competition even more entertaining. While Mother Nature may still bring us some March madness weather-wise across the state, we're starting to feel the gradual warming and thawing is near. Soon we'll get to see green things growing from the ground again. And with that comes the importance of butterflies who pollinate our plants and crops. Did you know that more than 85% of all flowering plants need help from pollinators, including 180,000 different plant species, more than 1,200 crops? Most staple food crops like corn and wheat are pollinated naturally by the wind, yet our flying pollinators give us hay and forage for dairy and beef cattle, as well as nuts and many fruits and vegetables. It's estimated that one of every three bites of food we eat is thanks to pollinators such as butterflies and bees. Hey, if your family's never visited the Butterfly House and Aquarium in Sutroma Park in Sioux Falls, you really should. Amazing fun and educational experience with some 800 butterflies on display at any one time. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, hey, be safe in your work and thanks for what you do.